Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. Pentecost Sunday is one of those Sundays that we celebrate each and every year. And we think about it in lots of different ways. And this year has been particularly poignant for me as I think about what the Spirit is doing in God's church these days. We should start out simply by acknowledging something that we don't always realize. For most of history, God has been kind of referred to in the male pronoun. This is the one place, ta pneuma hagion, the Holy Spirit, in which God is referred to as in the feminine. The disciples, if you look at these two different texts that we had for today, on the first evening of the week, it's just after all of these things have happened to Jesus, the doors were locked and the disciples were locked away. They were afraid. And then Jesus comes and stands among them and gives them peace. He breathes on them and departs the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit, Jesus says. That's the first part of that story of that gospel. It's really short. It's just four verses. And yet it means everything for us in the life of the church. And for our life outside the church. See, it's really important when we get to the Acts text, which follows sometime after this. Having received the Holy Spirit, suddenly they go public with it. They're out from the locked room and they go out into public. And then the Spirit spills itself over again. If you read that text carefully, you'll notice something. It's in the present text, tense. It's happening now. It's not something that is locked in the past. It's not something that we look back on and say, oh, that's when things were really good. The good old days when the Holy Spirit showed up with fire and wind. It's in the present text. And in the now. It defines who we are as spiritual creatures. But I wonder sometimes if over the years we haven't gotten it wrong. As the church developed over time and patriarchy set in and hierarchy and systems and people started making committees and church councils and all of the stuff that we do in the church, we started to believe that somehow the Holy Spirit moved from the church to the people. That if you wanted to know what it was like to be in God's presence, well, what did you do? You went to church. And there it was dispensed like some holy unction, a little bit of Holy Spirit Kool-Aid for the day, and then that got you through the rest of the week. And on the sixth day, when you were completely exhausted, you thought to yourself, I should go to church and get filled up again with the Holy Spirit. I'm not sure that's true anymore. I'm not sure it was ever true. You see, on that day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit's wind, that great wind that blew over the people there gathered in the Areopagus, did not come to a screeching halt once it reached the disciples. It didn't just blow to them and then quit. It swept and whirled and moved through all of those who were gathered. If the disciples were given the gift of speaking, then the crowd was given the gift of listening and openness to the words that they heard. If the disciples were given that day up in the upper room the gift of forgiveness of sin, then the rest of us were given the gift of receiving that forgiveness. If the Holy Spirit in all of her wisdom swept through the disciples, then it certainly has swept into you. And she lives in you. Here's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if we haven't gotten it wrong. What if it turns out that you don't come to church to dispense the Holy Spirit, but you gather in community in the church because the Spirit is already in you and you're giving it back to the church? It's a different equation, but it's one that makes sense. In the text that we had for today, they talked about the Spirit and the work and the gifts that God has given each of you, a variety of gifts given to a variety of people. And we become the church together when you give of those gifts for the sake of the world. You don't have to come here to take a class on spirituality. But you might want to come here to teach us. You have already been given the gift of the Spirit, and it moves in mysterious and wonderful ways. We have seen it at work for nearly 125 years here at Lutheran Church of Honolulu. In the work that you have done in the community, in the ways that you have shared God's grace and love, and music. We've seen the Spirit move as we have called Pastor Bree to be your pastor in this place. We've seen her do the work that she has carried out and brought us to new places that we didn't expect to go. And we have been blessed not only by her presence, but by her ministry. The Spirit has moved in and through her that we might be renewed. And I'm sure that the Spirit has moved in her in the ways that you have shown your love and grace and peace. So I wonder if we might not want to change the equation. It might be that you have a gift to bring to the time that we gather in worship and the work that we do in the community. In fact, I would say that without the gift of the Spirit that has been given in you, there is no church to be had. And so she moves and breathes and lives in each of you that we might be the body of Christ together. Our worship continues with the hymn of the day.